All right. Welcome back. This is Jack Antics, where we jacked up on tech and the antics for everything else. I'm your host, Charlie, and we got two special guests on the podcast today. Would y'all like to introduce yourselves, say your socials, and tell us about the podcast that's coming up?
All right. My name is Jarrell. Instagram is J_Horsley.
What's up, y'all? My name is Ant. Instagram Ant_4 short.
Okay, cool. And, you know, they the homies, man. So, had to bring them on. And they got a podcast coming out. What's the name of the podcast?
Well, the name of the podcast is I Got Work in the Morning. We probably going to post everything probably around next month. So,
We're going to be on the lookout for that. Mm-hmm. What y'all talking about on there?
Basically, just memes, social events, and just basically stuff that we just go through on a day-to-day basis.
Just conversations we have with friends and stuff that we find interesting.
Okay. All right. You know, it's day 70 of quarantine in this bitch, but we in here.
Yeah, we here, bro.
I'm here. You scared?
Not really, bro. You know, I wash my hands and I wash my ass, so yeah, I'm good. And I take my vitamins. I don't just take the toilet paper.
That's the number one thing people going for right now, that toilet paper.
I've been doing a lot more hand sanitizing stuff. Yeah. Lysol, I've been Lysol in my house now. Yeah. So
But you know what's crazy? You don't want to over-sanitize because you want to take all the bacteria away because, you know, there's good and bad bacteria.
I was reading that the other day, too.
Yeah, facts. So, we got a couple topics we're going to talk about. Toxic people. We got talking about three categories of men that they are attracted to a woman. And also, the NBA. You think going to have the 2K simulate through the rest of the season?
Well, they're probably going to do that Space Jam shit, bro. Lock down until everyone's fine. Test all the NBA players, coaches, and staff.
Man, how do y'all feel about Rudy, like, joking around and then end up being the first one getting in the NBA?
You got to be careful. You got to be mindful of what you're doing. And I ain't going to lie to anything that's new that come out. People don't really take it that serious in the beginning until they affect somebody else's life. So
true. I don't think he was the first one to get it. He was the first one that tested positive for it.
Right.
Because old dude on his team, what's it, Donovan Mitchell?
Oh, yeah,
He said he feels fine. No symptoms, no nothing. He said he could play a basketball game right now. So, I mean, I would have done the same thing, joke around about it, and then come out, he got it. But if he feels fine and everything, that's like someone saying you got cancer, but you feel fine. Man, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you go to the doctors, all that, they tell you got something bad. Mentally, your body starts to shut down, not feel good because they gave you that bad news.
Yeah.
It's a mindset thing, too.
Mind over matter. Okay, cool. Low-key, the video that I saw of him, like, touching everything.
He's doing a little too much.
Low-key, it was kind of funny.
It was funny at the time. Yeah. And then it was ironic. It's funny, though.
Yeah, it's funny, but.
He wasn't washing his hands.
Facts. But he said he was touching more than just the mic, so he went inside
locker room
and touched with more.
He was touching extra stuff, trying to be funny.
Just be funny,
and then coming out, he had it. But I feel like with basketball and stuff, there's probably more staff and stuff that have it too. Mm-hmm. Especially basketball practice, you pass the ball, they get the rebound, they pass it to you and stuff like that. Yeah. Y'all breathing, setting screens, high-fiving. So that's the... But four players on the Nets have it too.
Right.
KD has it.
KD got it.
Dang. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got to stay safe out here, bro.
And the last team the Nets played were the Lakers, so some people on the Lakers can have it too. You know what I'm saying? And then their staff members and all that, so.
So it could be spreading and just hadn't took an effect yet for people, so.
Yeah. Mm. But my thing, we have no symptoms, so.
True.
And how are they testing the people too? They're testing everyone the same way?
I don't know. I'm not well informed on that, so I can't really answer that.
Yeah, me neither. Because I heard they're testing people a certain way, and it might take 3 to 4 days to get the results. And some people saying they get tested, and then, they get the results that day. So if it's two different testing methods, you might have conflict of interest and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. But with that being said, it's sad that they have to cancel that because of that circumstances. But, you know, you trying to keep everybody safe. And then once, you know, this thing blows over, are they going to keep the league going the way where everybody started off, or are we just going straight to the finals?
No, they're probably going to do playoffs. I saw something like instead of seven games, five games.
Seven.
In the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was like seven, best out of seven games. Mm-hmm. So they might just do best out of five.
But I feel like they should just start where they left off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't jump to the playoffs. I know it's going to be a clash of season or other sports and stuff that's going to be back to back to back, but still start where you was at. Still acquire the records that you had, and then just keep moving to the playoffs.
Because the people that are like in the 9th and 10th bracket, they're only a couple games behind the people in the 8th bracket. So,
all right,
you don't want to be 9th of a game behind, and then you have three games you could have played, but.
Oh, yeah, right.
We all know the Lakers are going to go anyway. Lakers, Clippers, or the Bucks.
They're going to do it for Kobe.
Got to do it for Kobe.
I don't know about for Kobe. I feel like they're just gonna win. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be no six man. What's that one movie? Six man, mm-hmm. The ghost basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, or like Angel in the outfield.
Yeah. Like some movie like that.
Yeah.
Why is anyone passing the ball? Just Kobe gonna be.
That's Kobe, bro.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like all sports. Like what was the first sport to
go?
They said soccer overseas. Well, they played with no.
No fans. Yeah, it was just them. Yeah.
And then I saw that UFC fight.
Yep. And then it's like WWE.
But Stone Cold.
That was just fake. Yeah, but I was just saying how they said wrestling was just not going to have no fans, but they still going to televise it so that you can still watch.
That UFC, it looked dead, bro.
They had
a UFC fight with nobody in the crowd.
Man, to be honest with you, you know what? Of being in quarantine, I've been watching like a lot of irregular sports. This not even a sport. I saw marble races.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Bruh, it's so fun. It's legit. Okay,
I watched that same video. I wanted that big boulder to win.
Oh man, but I spent like a whole day watching like everything on the YouTube channel.
All it is just straight marble races.
Right, like, they had the marble Olympics. They build
a course.
They start on a hill. Yeah.
They start a course.
And then them all go at once. And then they just roll.
No. And then they got a comment. Then, they got a commentator that's saying like, yeah, like they got
he's,
names.
He's what
stuff.
Made it funny. So,
the commentator be making
so
it funny.
So what are the names of some of the ball? I mean,
Oceanics, like, that's a team. Yeah. The O-Rangers.
It all depends, bro. But like that commentator, he made it. I saw that beanbag toss. You saw that?
No, I ain't seen that one guy,
he made it in. Other guy made it. They each made it 4 for 4 in a row. Man, it's getting kind of hectic here. He was like, but no, that beanbag, like, you had to throw the same way, like.
Consistently, so shit.
Right. Whoa. So, what irregular sport, I would say, but ESPN going to have a whole bunch of spelling bees. It's the replay.
It's the replay.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is how you spell the word.
Yeah.
Incapacitated.
Right.
Shoot. I can't even spell incapacitated.
the one sport I don't like watching is darts. I cannot watch nobody.
Yeah, I can't watch darts. But.
I cannot. I can't watch.
But that's like one small little.
Yeah.
Your arm gets tired. You got sweat in your eye. But darts is like. Yeah. But I mean, hey, make your money.
However you want to. But
I haven't really been watching sports. Like, what's Stephen A. Smith? Like, what are they talking about? They're all talking about the coronavirus or like.
No, they're talking about trades with the NFL. That's what.
Yeah, NFL
about
right now. Yeah. But like, you know, like they have like different like sections and like.
Yeah.
So right now it's just Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers.
Are they talking about how Hopkins went to the Cardinals and they was like, that's the stupidest decision because you basically gave him away for nothing and just acquired some stuff.
At first I thought they took him for Larry.
Yeah, Jared, but Larry is still there. So I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So.
Woo. Yeah, sports, bro. But sports, real talk, that's just entertainment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All sports is entertainment, so you can find out other stuff. Cause you can play basketball in your backyard if you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Get you a quarantine bay or something. Do something.
Quarantine bay. Yeah.
Get you a quarantine bay. Who gonna be my quarantine bay out there? DM me at nah, don't do that.
DM him with some Lysol and some hand sanitizer so you know it's real.
Come on, ladies.
Yeah. If you ain't got that, and some toilet paper too. Toilet dirty paper. Ass.
Wash your ass. That is the main main requirement. Wash your ass.
Y'all some sad
and brush your teeth and make sure you clean up behind yourself, because we ain't clean up. I know I ain't cleaning up behind no grown woman. Go into that. We gonna talk about toxic people, you know, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, you had any toxic people in your life?
Like, what's the definition of toxic?
Anything that
brings you down.
That and I wouldn't say is for your best interest. Say if you have a dream of like being that bitches and she wants to chill all day. That's not good for you if you have a dream for have making a business or all that stuff.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like, I guess toxic is such a strong word. I guess. Yeah.
Well, negative people talk. Yeah,
right. Negative.
Aren't supportive
of what you're trying to do. Yeah. That you view as positive, yeah. But you know you gotta have self awareness. You know, see what's positive, what's negative. You know, out here.
I feel like most people, man. Like, if you don't fuck with them, like they're trying to bring you down. Naturally, you're gonna separate, unless they live with you or work with you, unless you see them every day. Because, for instance, like, if you were always bringing me down, saying, fuck you all, they ain't going to do it. Yeah. I'm not going to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I'm over here doing my thing, and you keep on bothering me, that's different. Like, you're going to have to separate it. Well, like, if I keep on trying to better myself, and I'm asking for your opinion, but I'm bothering you, but you're bringing me down, then I'm the toxic person for myself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It all depends on how you look at it.
Well, if you say it like that, then shoot, I've been toxic to myself. Yeah. So, because I always, it's a lot of people I've reached out to because I've been inspired to do stuff, like create stuff. And then I'll share my opinion with them and be like, I don't really think that's going to be good in that area. Or I think
if they don't give constructive criticism, then it's like, that's bad.
Yeah.
If they just shitting on the
shit on it.
Yeah, I want something that's gonna be 100. If I do this, I'm not. That's not gonna work. But why?
Yeah,
what's your opinion? Why?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Don't just shit on something and then not give a opinion on why it's bad or what can I improve to do something.
Or what if they basically they told you it didn't work and then they gave you why, but they then still see your avenue of why did you try to create the realm or the atmosphere of your creativity.
With that, not everyone's gonna have your vision though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you wear glasses because your vision. If I need glasses and I put them on, that's
not
my
see,
vision.
You can't
see. Oh, damn, that's a good ass analogy.
Yeah. So that's how you look at it like that, bro. But it's cool. Or if you're in a relationship with somebody, depending on how long y'all live together and stuff, you guys are on the same page, or you feel like they bring, you just gonna have to make that step and leave. It's gonna suck because y'all have that relationship and history and stuff. But sometimes you don't want to be with people, and then years later you see, I hate that bitch or I hate that nigga, yada yada yada.
Yeah.
Before you get to that point, you need to end it. But you know, some people be out here comfortable, and they it's like, oh, they just feel like they with this person because like, oh, they make me feel good, even though, you know, they might know somebody that's better for them.
Mm-hmm. But if that person makes you feel good, let's say you're with somebody, they make you feel good. If you feel good, that's not negative, toxic, if it makes you feel good. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It all depends.
So you're saying it like that. So it's being comfortable in being plateaued in a relationship. It's no growth at all. It's just consistent. Is that toxic as well?
It all depends on what you mean, because...
I
get what you're saying.
You're just going to work, but you have other aspirations, but your significant other is not providing the next... push you to get to the next level, and vice versa. Y'all just still y'all just...
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, is that...
When you're saying business-wise, but, like, toxic... when I feel like toxic is, like, someone that's always bringing extra drama. I could have avoided someone that's always making stuff worse, someone that's always... adding stuff to my build but never contributing and stuff like that. That's toxic to me. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if you're comfortable, but you have goals and stuff, but you're comfortable, that's really up to you.
Yeah.
Because you're you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you want to better yourself, that's on you. No one's going to force them. You know what I'm saying? No one's going to force themselves to make sure you're doing better. Oh, you want a new car? Well, here's $5,000 to help you get a new car. No one's going to do that.
Nothing in life is free. Nothing in life is free.
True.
But toxic is like, and I said that, they always call them drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I think toxic.
Okay, so what if, all right, they physically make you feel good, but they emotionally, you a wreck.
Ooh, emotionally, you just got to let them go, though. But like I said, it's tough. That's like drug addicts. It makes them feel good, but then it's not doing nothing for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It makes things worse.
Right. So.
But yeah, but that's tough. I feel like that's most relationships, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know someone cheats on you or something, or you're going to be mad. You're like, dang, I still want to be with the person, but they keep on doing this and this and this. Yeah. You might have to just let them go.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, that's... Hey, that's a good point, man.
That was pretty deep,
but
right
toxic,
there, yeah.
I mean,
toxic. You can go. You can go a lot of detail with just the word toxic or just the category.
So, what does toxic mean to you, dear?
Like a toxic person.
It's like I said before. If you're not helping me to push me forward, and vice versa, or if you're pulling me down. So he's saying like financially, or if you come always with just negative vibes, just 100% of the time. So. Yeah, that's classified as toxic to me. And then if you're not trying to push affirmations so that I can be a good person, or just a good vibe in general, if you're not doing that, it's toxic. So
I feel you on that. But I feel like if someone's not making things worse, that's not necessarily making
it worse. It's not making it worse.
You're saying like if someone just like, boom, just whatever, just neutral.
Yeah.
You can't really be toxic, though. But my toxic is all that drama and negative energy and making my life worse or making me go out my way when I don't have to on a daily basis.
What if you get to the point like they you're in a plateau and they're doing, mostly everything right, because of course it's going to be arguments.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
end up resenting them because just... Like say if you want to do such thing, do greater things, you can't blame the other person because you want to do something, but they sitting there arguing about, oh, you spend so much time on this and that,
right?
Yeah.
But this is literally what makes you happy.
Yeah, I mean that's something y'all just have to talk about.
Yeah,
no one's perfect though.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's dealing with time management too. A lot of people are terrible with time management. Like I'm bad with it too.
Yeah.
Like, think about it, like, all the time you're all watching YouTube, watching movies or something, you don't have to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
You can use that
time. Turn off your TV and do something else. Like, oh man, my room's dirty. I don't want to clean. Turn off your TV for 30 minutes. You'd be surprised you can clean your room in 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
A lot of people spend time on their phones, man. But now, like, we're so programmed to... You can be bored, pick up your phone, not see nothing, put your phone back down, and pick up your phone. It's like when there's nothing in your refrigerator, but you keep on checking the fridge. Like, you know there's nothing in there.
Right.
You open it up, the same ketchup's in there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
could have sworn I had a tuna sandwich in this motherfucker.
I knew it was something. Ham in the bag. I knew it was.
But it's just out of habit. We do stuff out of habit.
Right. But we are creatures of nature, and... most people attract the thing that's like right next to them. If you're not in constant like interaction with a certain person, you're not gonna be that much invested into it.
True. Exactly. Yeah. But then at the same time, you can be toxic to someone too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you don't even know it, or not. What's the word I'm looking for? Not being toxic on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Irresponsible.
Yeah.
With it. Like, say if... you're
passing your problem down to someone
else. Yeah.
Right. And that's why I believe you can't... nobody really can make you happy. You got to make yourself happy.
Yeah, it's your mindset. Simplicity is key. That's how I look at it.
Oh, yeah. Just like... you ever heard of the producer Kenny Beats?
I've I've probably seen him.
But he makes beats for like people like Key, Denzel Curry. They came out with the album and stuff. But he has this thing on his wall that's DOTS. It's an acronym for Don't Overthink Shit. And that is like a lifestyle that I'm trying to adapt.
But that shit is real, man. Like, simplicity is key. But we always, us as people, we always want more. We always want. We always want.
Mm-hmm. Always want what we can't have.
Hell yeah. But that's why, like, you see, like, on YouTube, like, people, they give homeless people money. Mm-hmm. They'll buy themselves food and then buy their other homeless friends food and stuff like that. And most people, you give me $100 bill, oh, shit, I'm straight. I'm talking about y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like them recording that though. They just like seem inauthentic to me.
Some people do it for the clout, and then some people do it to show other people to give back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's everything you watch. Yeah. Most stuff is entertainment, or most stuff is like educational. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
it depends on how you take it. You take it at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Cause you could post this, and some people are like, oh, why is he posting this? Entertainment or educational purposes. It all depends on your listening.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. It goes down to a lot of things. Like, people need to learn how to listen instead of hear, or stop trying to hear to respond and actually like listen for understanding.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's, you know, we're just trying to understand everybody.
Yeah, but me, like, if I'm not interested in something, I don't care. like this could be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if someone's talking about, what's the topic? Someone talking about soccer, like during FIFA Cup. So this podcast was about the FIFA Cup and soccer. I'm not going to care. I'm not going to listen to it in one ear out the other. You know what I'm saying? Right. But if it's something
entertaining that you like,
or I like, I'm being more proactive and involved with it. And this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
Oh, yeah. I rock with it. Rock with you. I don't know why I thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know why I try to sing. Don't edit that out.
I'm not editing that out, boy. Yeah,
that's how I feel. Not to get off topic, but like in school, what's that stuff? ADHD. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of kids, they're trying to diagnose these kids with ADHD. Like, no, they just don't care. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they just don't care about certain topics. Like, for instance, like, what's the topic? Like, okay, me, middle school, bro, I didn't like English class because I didn't like writing papers. So every summer, I had summer school for English. Why? Just because I didn't write like it. Like, I could do it.
Yeah.
I just didn't like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't like this shit, you're not going to pay attention to it.
Right. Like, a trick my mom used to do, she turned everything into a game.
Yeah.
To get me to learn.
Oh.
Everything was a game to get me to learn.
It's a mindset thing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's like, man, if I can turn it to a game, I know I can learn it.
Right.
Because it's something that always interactive, it's like, okay, we keep my attention. It's like, I know I didn't like to read books either.
Yeah.
Only books I would read was Beverly Cleary and Captain Underpants. You ever read a Beverly Cleary book?
I probably got sick, but Captain Underpants, that's like a comic book, man. Right. I feel you.
But Beverly Cleary was like, It was basically, I don't remember, it was a whole bunch of stuff. But she was a dope writer.
Yeah.
She was a dope writer, but it was cool.
For instance, okay, you read a book you like, it's cool. But if you're reading a book, you're like, man, what the heck? Why am I reading this? I'm not doing this book report. I'm not doing this. Oh, no, he has a problem with learning. No, I just don't fuck with this.
I don't like it.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
That's like
it'd be like,
that's like you majoring in computer science. Right. You like this stuff.
Right.
So, of course, you're going to pick it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how it is. Like, I'm not going to major in no biomed type because I don't care about
physical therapy or something like that because that's not what you...
Yeah, that's not... You know what I'm saying?
It's all about interest, man. You got to know how to pique people's interest and see what they, you know, see what they like.
Yeah.
Actually take time to see what they like. Because some people, they be like, oh, you know, I really like you. But they don't take the time to see what your interest is. I'm not saying you have to like it too. But, you know.
Idea of you. Yeah.
Like the idea of you, but they don't really like you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we were talking about. How celebrities date the same five people because they like the idea of dating. Yeah. Oh, I want to date a Kardashian. I want to be in the limelight. But then once you date that person, you be like, oh, now I know why everyone breaks up with you.
Right.
You're just famous. That's it.
Right.
You're not contributing nothing. Oh, you can contribute some followers. That's all they, you know what I'm saying?
True. Right. It's a business play, man.
Yeah.
All about marketing, you know.
And I feel like that's because of social media. Everyone tries to be fake and everyone tries to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like I said, I think I said this before, if you, like if, this not even a good metaphor. I was going to say something about the, you know, the tree falling in the forest.
Mm-hmm. Does it still make a sound?
Hell yeah, make a sound.
Exactly. How do you hear it if you ain't there?
True. You still make a sound, though.
It made a sound.
Yeah.
I just didn't hear it.
Yeah, I just didn't hear it. Shit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, man. That's... So, with that being said, with toxic people, you know, people can be toxic. I came across a video that talked about categories that men put women in, and I wanted to see your thoughts on it. Now, basically, all right, so we just seen the video, and what are your thoughts on it?
No, my thoughts on it is with like the female perspective on it, it all depends on like what you entertain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what he's saying is true. Like a lot of guys do stuff or act a certain way for girls for like their entertainment, so that like, the girls can notice it and stuff. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to explain, but.
So, by the way, if you haven't seen the video, there's a video of the Roommates podcast. Go check them out. They're a good podcast. And they was talking about categories that men put women in. The categories that they said was like men put women in. The sex category, dating category, and the marriage category. And I know... Well, I don't know. I just, this is my opinion. I think it's just only two categories.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just, you know, you want women just for sex or potential marriage. You know, you can date them, but it's a potential. You see something there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, you kind of know in like couple interactions with them,
mm-hmm.
what category they fall in.
Mm-hmm. So when the one category that confused me though was the dating category. So you just saying, you telling me it's women out there that you just want to just take out to just eat with and just chill and stuff like that, or because that's not, because it said sex and then it was dating then marriage.
I think he meant like girls you just have sex with, potential wife, that's be the marriage. And then some girls like you date, but you know like
it's no
like,
nothing.
I don't want to spend my whole life with you or something like that.
Oh, it's like consistent. Just being consistent with them, basically.
Pretty much. That's what I think he's talking about. But with that, I feel like the problem is after a while, people are gonna assume you're building up for the marriage thing.
Right. You know, because saying? As long as you've been in it. Yeah.
So it all depends on how long though. Cause you know how like you know how some people like they date someone for like 3 months or 4 months or 5 months,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be like, okay, what happened here? Oh, we just broke up. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
But if you've been with somebody for 6 years,
yeah, that's
and
different.
Then it's like, oh, so thought y'all was preparing for the next step.
Yeah, but stuff can happen either phase, whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah. I feel like you can still have girlfriends that are just girls, but it all depends on you and like your mindset and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because. It depends on the space you at, because you don't want to go step into a situation that you know you're not in the right place, because you're going to bring baggage and you're going to be
toxic.
quote unquote toxic to deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, nobody really can make you happy but yourself.
Yeah. But at the same time, man, even from the female perspective or girls, like, oh, I always attract douchebags or jerks. No, that's who you entertain. You know what I'm saying? We all attract people, but it's all if you entertain or not. You could attract your potential wife, but if you never entertain that person, you just let it go or ignore it, get blocked the person, then right. that's your L. Right. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta hold it.
Yeah, right. It all depends, man. So you can judge a book by its cover and not too, but everything, it just varies. But that pertains back to like the toxic people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could entertain someone that just, like, if a female just keeps on entertaining guys that just want to have sex with them and stuff, that's pretty much, they're just toxic because they're not building or helping them with their futures and goals and stuff like that.
Yeah, just like, say if somebody hasn't, like, truly been by themselves, like, for long.
Yeah.
If they hop from relationship to relationship, they don't know how to actually sit down and, like, chill.
And then they start to compare you with their past relationships and ex-relationships. And that adds pressure to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know, but
you got to hit them with this. It's like, you never met a nigga like me.
Everybody says that, though.
Yeah. Everybody say that.
What makes you
though.
Different? Yeah. I'm different.
Yeah.
You're the same, man.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't fell fault in that too. Been in a relationship so long that you just get out one, get into another one, and then once you get in the next one, your mindset is like, oh shoot, if this person does any trait that's similar to this last person that just left, I know this is gonna turn out like it is, and that's a bad mindset.
You already throwing, you ain't getting that person's trust or whatever,
yeah. like everything.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
But then everyone has a past too.
Yeah.
So do you really want to know all the bad stuff they've done?
Oh yeah.
Do you want your the person you talk to in your relationship to know all the bad things you've done?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They probably won't talk to me.
Exactly. Right. That's every relationship. Yeah. Like, you're not gonna tell everyone.
Yeah. You ain't gonna tell everybody all.
Yeah. You gotta build. Yeah. You gotta grow just naturally. Just let it flow and stuff.
Yeah.
Cause you can tell like you dealing with a girl. I was like, I know you can't handle this, so I really don't want to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they gonna ask you, it's like, what you did? I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's the past though.
So. Yeah.
It's like,
that's like way before I met you or anything.
That you've learned from
the
situation and you move forward. So I feel where y'all coming from.
That's the man. Cause everyone got a past, bro.
Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah, I'd say the main thing I learned about, you know, just like I said, learn about how to communicate. Not really, like, it's like, I know I hate when, like, women try to raise their voice, and just, like, that shit irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you can't have a grown-up conversation? Then it's like, what we need to talk for?
But a lot of people can't have a grown-up conversation.
Yeah, it's like, without yelling.
Yeah, or some people, like, they feel like the truth hurts, you know what I'm saying? So they tell someone one thing they don't agree with, automatically, boom, get defensive.
Right. Oh, yeah.
When you get defensive, your voice goes up.
Yeah.
Like, so it's going to be hard to have a heart-to-heart talk because you might want to say something the other person might not want to hear. You know it's going to piss them off. But if that's how you're feeling or that's what happened.
Yeah, you just got to say it then walk off.
It's different talking about it than being in it, though. People are going to be like, oh.
Bro, I'm telling you, it'll give you a long way if you know how to actually sit down and discuss. And then if you get too heated, it's like, all right, we need to take a 5.
All right.
And then she probably going to be mad about that.
Emily gonna be mad.
Yeah, vice versa. Shoot.
You'll be
if
mad.
If she hit you with that, you'll be mad because you'll be like, hold on, I still want to speak my case. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, I just try to walk away fast. Yeah. Like, nah. But
if someone doesn't want to be with you, you can't force them to be with you.
Oh, nah. That's
like, if there's no kids involved,
Hey,
that's a blessing because once kids are involved and stuff, you don't have to deal with that person or that person's gonna have to deal with you.
For life.
Exactly.
But you know that having a child don't mean no relationship with your significant other.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't.
You just can't say a baby's gonna make you
make
a relationship.
That's what I'm saying. So like, if you don't have a kid and stuff, that's a blessing. Mm-hmm. If y'all get to, cause y'all could just leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If y'all haven't invested together, like y'all haven't bought a house together or nothing like that, then it's like, hey, you just boom.
Right.
But when y'all have a kid, a house, y'all got car payments, bills and stuff together, oh, we wanna leave or who's leaving what? You ain't taking my kid from me all because you're mad at me. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff matters too.
So with that being said, what is the time that you think that you should move in with your significant other?
I mean, I feel like you should know the person first.
It's not really a time limit on there? Or
I mean, I wouldn't move in with someone just off rip. Like, I want to move in with someone unless I have, like, nowhere else to stay. You know what I'm saying? Like, type shit. Like, dang, man. I know. I just started dating you. She seemed cool. So I can move in with her. So, yeah, now I got a place to stay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
But I want to just met someone I just met moving. That's what
I don't like moving in with people. I You know, I like keep my space to myself, you know.
Yeah. But you gotta know the person, man. I don't know. That's just me. I wouldn't let.
Cause you know that makes it different.
Cause if it's when you first date people, they put up a front.
Yeah, you meet their representative.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then once you break down the walls and get comfortable with them, you ain't wearing no more makeup, no more push-up bras, no more. You know what I'm saying?
Where that bun come from?
Yeah. Your eyelashes falling off.
Well, you know, that way you gotta get you a girl that look good without makeup.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or you just gotta everyone like her for what her natural features.
Yeah.
Are,
everyone got filters and stuff. But most, I mean, if you really like someone, bro, their looks ain't gonna
matter.
The more you like them, the prettier they become. Right. As long as you're not butt ugly, or you gotta be at least average looking.
Yeah.
If you ain't average looking, hey,
because the physical what attracts us to you, and then. Yeah. Everything else comes later.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. All right, one quick question. So, it was a guy that I was listening to on YouTube. He said, long story short, until you're married, you're classified as single. Like, you pose a, like, because to build your relationship, you still have to understand how to live, like, how what makes you happy, and she has to figure out what makes her happy. And he was like, when you're single, you're single. When you're dating, technically you're single. When you're engaged, you're still single. And then when you're married,
that's semantics at that point.
So, and then when you're married, you're in it for the long haul. So do you feel like
it's dating is practice for marriage, but at the same time, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at that, y'all can pick up and leave at any point in time. There's mm-hmm. no repercussions. Mm-hmm. That's why you're technically single.
Okay.
There's no repercussions. You can leave at any point in time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's still practice for marriage. But also, you know, if you see like red flags and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
How many red flags do you see before you move away? That's my question. Is it just one red flag and then you be like, no, you know what? I'm out. Or is it like,
man,
you know what? Shoot,
well, you already know the type of situation I've been in.
Man, I saw you touch my toothbrush. I don't know why you touched my toothbrush.
But it depends. Some red flags are bigger than.
Some are bigger than others. But shoot,
it's like a test. Some tests you can fail, and some tests you can't fail. Yeah, you can fail like your first test, but you can't fail no midterm or final.
Yeah,
because it's different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I would say you know what's your morals. You gotta draw a line. Yeah, you got
and it depends like your past and how you're brought up too. Cause something could be a flag for you, and for me, just be like, oh, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you know you're not gonna deal with day to day. And you know, my thing is like, if I feel disrespected and I tell you this, hey, this is situation, then you do it again after I tell you. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro.
Okay, so what if someone does something you consider a red flag, but to them they're like,
I do this all the time.
Yeah. Like, what's a red flag? Like, just to give an example of a red flag.
Don't promise me anything and don't show up to it.
Like, promise, say like, oh, like, I'm gonna be there and
yeah,
then don't.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Like they curve you low key. That's what I look at.
Yeah, it's like, if you're not gonna come, just like,
say
be real.
Say it from the get go.
Now, with that, it all depends, because some stuff might come. It all depends, like, the event and all this stuff. You get what I'm saying? Because you could be like, I'm coming, but then something comes up.
And then I'm not here for
like,
you.
I'd be like, dang.
But the fact that I'm not here for you, I have to actually now, call you, hey, bro, what happened?
Yeah, it all depends on what it is, though. Some stuff comes up, but I give you.
If I have to call you,
if it's consistent,
yeah,
I'm gonna be there if you don't show up. I got you. Don't show up, but I'm gonna support you. Don't show up. Then you be like,
yeah, because every you know, with every red flag, you know, like I care less and less. You know, once you do it, just like, oh, and then it gets to the point that you wanna do it. Now that I don't care, and it's like, oh, you come, you don't.
So what's like one big red flag? Something happens off rip. Oh, it's over.
Ooh, that's a tough.
That's off rip,
like, automatically fail the driving course. Get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I see. You talking about like, as in like the level of
yeah, cause that, you know,
like I'm talking about like she.
Like, you're done with it.
Don't beg me for nothing. That, don't ask me for no money.
Like, when you're taking your driver's license class, you know, like, you can make minor errors.
Yeah.
To a certain point, you fail. And then there's some stuff, if you do off-rip, automatically. Like, what's that? It automatically off-rip, you're gone. One time, boom. That's
bro,
it.
I had somebody ask me for my Hulu account, and we wasn't even dating. I was like, no, bro. We good. Hulu
account. So you cut someone off over Hulu. You cut someone off over, man.
You know what?
Get out. Me, if someone after me, I can't cut. I'm borrowing someone else's.
Right.
No, this guy here.
It's the fact that you asking me basically for something that I paid for, and you not even cool not with even me cool, like that. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like some. I thought you were talking about someone like you talked to. Like,
oh, a girl that I talked to. Oh, damn, what's a red flag?
This nigga talking about. Who? Damn, you ain't gonna let the girl you watch.
Nah, she ain't gonna watch. She watching in her spot.
Yeah, no, you watching Hulu with another nigga. You watching at my house.
Hey, bro, that be true, man. You know you this just talking to her. Said,
hey, baby, can I get you Hulu? Bitch, that's it! I'm sick of that shit!
Get out the house!
Oh, shit.
Don't you ask me for shit?
That's a one-too-many password. That's it. That
but you ain't getting my password. Would you allow a girl that you just talking to get your password?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna cut it off like that,
but that shit...
I don't know.
That would be fucking
so. One big thing, you'd be like, we're talking, and then you try to talk to like one of my homeboys or something.
Oh,
like, off rip. They'd be off like, bruh, because now I'm not cool with neither one of y'all.
Yeah.
Off rip.
Or what if it's y'all just got together and she was cool with some other significant other, but she, when y'all was just in the mingling phase.
Wait, say it again. Are you trying to say like they already have somebody?
No, well they had, kind of, yeah. They
so what set setting?
So this is a scenario. So you and a significant other are talking. Okay. Y'all are just talking, getting in that puppy dog phase.
So I'm talking to somebody.
You're talking to somebody. Okay. And she decided that she wanted to sleep with somebody else. But y'all was still in that. Y'all ain't classified as boyfriend and girlfriend. Y'all just... on a consistent basis, talking.
Oh,
and all
with,
stuff like
with
that.
That, I'll probably be like, I'll probably feel some type of way, but after that, you can be like, so where are we?
Because
you're going to have a talk, because you can think you're with somebody.
Yeah.
Someone can think they're with you, all because you're nice and talk to them every day. But, oh, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah.
But I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? It all depends. Like,
I guess, that. And don't make it feel like you just want something from me. That's a big red flag.
Yeah, just want.
That's the main thing.
That shit dead, bro.
I was like, nah, bro.
That shit the birds.
For real.
That's not the birds.
And
it's that Hulu pass.
Bro.
Bitch, get the fuck out. That's it.
Nigga,
check this shit.
Delete all that shit.
You asked me for my flip flops that day.
It's over. But not that, or just like I said, not being a person of your word. Like, or if something happens, like, don't make me have to call you. Like, hey, I text you, it's like, hey, we still hanging out? And then come, you know, later that day, I'm out with, you know, such and such.
Yeah, what about this?
Yeah, what's got about you? Like, all right, cool.
Something came up.
And then you want to hang out when you see that I'm having fun.
I'm not the second option, they're using you at that point. I'm not a Luigi ass nigga
I'm not a Luigi ass nigga.
Oh, always Mario. But yeah, shoot. And then what, let's go ahead and switch to the last topic. If you had a team, who would you build around? Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant. Make you have an all-star team. Who would you build around?
Mine would be Tim Duncan.
Why?
Simply because he was the Spurs system. The Spurs always had a winning season with Tim Duncan. And he's a team player. The reason why, well, I put 80% of the reason why they have a winning season all the years they had with him, because he was willing to take a budget cut to keep the surrounding core. You know what I'm saying? Kobe ain't take no budget cut. Kobe really won three of them because of Shaq.
Okay.
Awkward.
Okay.
And that, and...
But the last one more Kobe, because Kobe was doing his thing.
I'm saying, but those, the first three... Man, no, I was saying
the last of the first three was really good. Kobe so was doing his thing.
You're saying you'll pick Kobe to build Tim, right?
No, I'll still pick Tim Duncan.
Okay, why would you pick Tim?
Because Tim Duncan is...
Mr. Fundamental.
Yes, man. Timmy with the layup, man.
I'm picking Kobe.
But, okay, why?
Because Kobe is clutch.
He is clutch.
Kobe is that go-getter. So that means when you say build my team around, Kobe is the top tier person and everybody else around me is going to be, they going to be so good in their area, so but they're going to be role player. So everyone's just
going to pass him the
ball. Or when he passes in the ball, he's going to execute.
I'm thinking about it because, like, ooh, for them last two, he had Paul Gasol. He had a good big man. If he has a good big man and a decent point guard.
So he needs a big, so it ain't Kobe then. It's the big man point guard. Because Shaq went to the Heat and won with Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
And he had no Kobe.
Yeah, but then he went to Phoenix and didn't do nothing. So.
Exactly. But I'm just saying Tim Duncan. He's more of a team player. Everyone knows Tim Duncan's a team player.
Yeah, Tim Duncan is a team player, but I'm building my team still around.
I'll pick Tim Duncan.
You do make a great point. Yeah. Still Timmy Duncan.
Still Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan. It's two against one.
Tim Duncan, the main thing is he negotiated his contracts differently. So he'd be like, I'll take a budget cut.
Right.
Or like his first contract. He'll be on his first contract. He'll be on the second contract, but he'll still be getting paid from his first contract because he just stretched it out.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's part of his like financial, how he thought about it too, though. Because you could win, but like.
He's smarter with his.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a team sport.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could be a Carmelo Anthony all you want.
Bruh, man, Carmelo Anthony is still,
you get what I'm saying, bro? You could ball out. Yeah.
Great player.
You could be Charles Anthony. Oh, what's the name?
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. Yeah, you could be. And not win shit. I said Charles.
This nigga said Charles. Chuck,
you get him?
Ball round like a donut. Right. Kobe Bryant.
You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
You could be a. Fucking what? Who else? Tracy McGrady?
Allen Iverson.
Yeah, Allen Iverson.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you could.
But though,
what? But if you ain't got a ring to it, but he's dynasty. When you think of dynasties, who do you think about? Like teams.
Yeah, you think of teams that have won championships.
Yeah, when we think of the Spurs, you got to mention
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan. David Robinson.
Yeah, David Robinson, yeah.
David Bowen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But exactly. Yeah. But there's not that many dynasties, bro. It's like Golden State Warriors.
Even though
it's a core.
Even though they shit on,
it's just not one.
Yeah, even though they shit on with Kevin Durant, man, they still was team.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only real put person you could think, well, two. You could say MJ.
But he had Pippen.
Yeah, the Pippen was good too. But I'm saying you could say MJ, and then you could kind of say LeBron. Because when you think of Cleveland, you think of LeBron.
Yeah.
But he had Kyrie.
And you think I'm saying you think of Cleveland, Cavaliers, you think of LeBron. You think of the Bulls, you think of
MJ.
Even now, if the Bulls won two in a row, boom. But Derrick Rose, you're still gonna think of MJ.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Heat. Now the Heat, that's tough.
I still think of Dwayne Wade. That's Wade County. It's Wade County.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about LeBron.
You think about LeBron and the dynasty and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But when you think of Miami Heat, you think of Dwayne Wade.
I think of like the big three. Nah, I think about the big three. That's just me though. That's me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you think of.
Man, it was good having y'all on here, bro. We definitely need to link up more. You know, come back on here. Y'all welcome on here anytime. Just let me know. You know, I'll drop by when y'all podcast drop. Just let me know. And you know, you're part of the Jack Antics family now.
Squad.
And this is, like I said, I think this is like day seven of quarantine.
Yeah.
But shout out to y'all. Thanks for listening again. This has been Jack Antics. This is your host Charlie, and peace.